Harry Gettold is best known as the former chair of Indiana University's Department of Comparative Literature and as the founder of the university's Film Studies program. Gettold recently gave a public reading of his stories, which included a tale of a World War I soldier who gets a chance to change the course of history. WFIU's Adam Schwartz was there.
Okay, this is called A Cutting Story.
In a downtown Bloomington art gallery, IU Professor Emeritus Harry Gettold is entertaining a small audience with his short stories.
In case you haven't heard it, his story is about a moil who just retired and who takes his 50-year collection of foreskins to a leather worker.
Gettold has written more than 60 short stories. He started writing stories in his native England 66 years ago, after a teacher gave him the best writing advice he's ever received.
You have to write something every day, no matter whether it's just half a page. Just write something every day. If you do that, it will never become very, very easy, but it will become much easier than writing occasionally. He was absolutely right. This story is somewhat different. It's called Sniper. Tommy was having a successful day, except for the runner. So far, he'd got 5 Germans, but the runner had eluded him time and again. He was a crack shot, his best in the regiment, and whenever a Fritz had been so careless as to raise his head above their trenches, bingo, he put a bullet below the spiked steel helmet, right between the man's eyes.
Sniper is an example of what Gettold calls his Vista stories. These are stories with moments that reach out to a character's past or future.
Tommy's mind turned to the girl he'd had in the French brothel behind the lines. Marceline, that was her name. A pretty kid, only 15 or 16, who'd already serviced hundreds of men. She might have given me the clap or something worse, he thought. But that wouldn't be too bad. He'd have a day or two out of the trenches and get a shot on the rear end with a hypodermic. That would cure him, but he'd lose his stripes. He'd be kicked down to private again.
Like many of Gettold's stories, Sniper ends with a twist.
I got you now, thought Tommy. To get a perfect aim, he stood erect in the trench and, raising his rifle, peered through the sight and tightened his finger on the trigger. But he never fired. The dum-dum bullet that struck him passed through his forehead just below the steel helmet and exploded his skull and brain. The runner stood up and resumed his zigzagging until he reached German headquarters at the far end of the line. The lieutenant to whom he handed the message smiled, patted him on the shoulder and said, "You have performed invaluable and courageous services. Germany is in your debt. I shall recommend you for the Iron Cross, first class, Corporal Hitler. It's through such men as you that Germany will triumph and bring enduring peace to Europe."
Gettold's career in academia included chairing IU's Comp Lit department and founding the university's Film Studies program. Along the way, he wrote and edited many books of academic scholarship, but put his fiction writing on hold.
I was absolutely sure that by writing short stories, I would never get tenure and I would never get promoted.
After he retired, the stories that had been incubating in his mind for years came pouring out.
They just came flooding in. They came flooding in, and I mean literally flooding in. I could sit down and write for hour after hour.
Gettold enjoys writing short stories because the form demands concision and compression. The ideal short stories, he says, are jokes.
I think jokes are the ultimately perfect minor short story. It's got everything, beginning, middle, and end. Mort Cohen was notorious for practical jokes, so I must admit that I thought it was another of his spoofs when somebody told me he had a Jewish dog. I still thought so.
Harry Gettold still follows his teacher's advice of writing every day. His next book will be a collection of his several hundred limericks, many of which are pretty racy. With characteristic whimsy, he's calling the book a collection of perverses. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Harry Gettold's 2 volumes of short stories are now available. Find out more at wfiu.org/arts.